you could hear the frustration in her voice from frustrations that she's had in roundabouts. And we're not going to teach people how to do it. I drive on Moreland Road fairly frequently and
I like
Racine Avenue. And rush hour, people stop right in front of you. They don't know how to do it. They're not learning. And those have been there for years. And when we're talking about kids and a fresh class of kids, drivers every year, I think it's just too close to that location.
Okay, you talk about seniors and roundabouts. This senior.
I didn't talk about seniors. I said regular drivers could be anybody.
A couple of months ago, drove traffic circle, not a roundabout, in Rome at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon.
In a chariot.
And I did just fine.
They're at five lanes.
Here's my blanket point about, sorry, don't anybody take this personally, but about leadership. You can make your decisions based on what you hear today, and everything changes. You got to make your decision based on what you think is best for the community. That can go either way, right? Best for the community in the long term. You know, seniors complain that they don't like roundabouts. Well, how much longer are they going to drive? I'm sorry. It's a plain fact, right? You worry about Clare Meadows. How many of those seniors drive?
Mayor, with all due respect, I think we all make decisions based on what we believe is in the best interest of the community. Just because we don't necessarily agree on those decisions doesn't make them wrong.
I didn't say they were.
I think Alderman Mears is right. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. It's whether you like it or not, whether you believe in it. I mean, Hales Corners is doing one on Highway 100 and Janesville Road. I mean, that was how many years of discussion? That's coming. I've done the drive on Moreland going through three of them, I think, going under the interstate and everything else, or four, Racine. I mean, that's been there a long time. The option of doing nothing doesn't work. The option of a stoplight, it is a fiscal a mess. We'll continue to have tighter budgets. These things exist. I think the residents in Franklin are pretty smart. I think to sit here and blanket say that, you know, and no one's saying that all seniors can't get through them or all kids can't. I think Kristen Alderwoman Wilhelm is right. I mean, you want someone with technology, they're smarter than us. This, they'll catch on to real fast. I'm going to make a motion to authorize, execute the contract.
I'll second.
Discussion of motion. Seeing not, Alderman Barber.
My concern is that I would like to see, this is a design, or you were asking for a design. I want to make sure that the safety concerns that are being raised here tonight are going to be part of that design process as best you can do it. I'm concerned about it. It's been brought to my attention by numerous people who think putting in something that close to the high school is crazy. Because the minute you take away the stop signs, it's like a wee, and that's what's been voiced to me.
I like that, a wee.
So my concern is that the safety considerations that we're raising right here are going to be part of your process when you come up to this design. Because I mean, all we're asking you to do right now is to design something that takes in all the needs of our community.
And then build. See, that's the thing. We're designing, then to build. This is not, like I said, this is one of the things. If you're doing this, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt, and I don't know if you're done or not, but this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Voting for the spending $89,000 means the next thing that comes to us is construction, going out to bid. So this is one of the, like, either you're for it, if you're not, you vote no. But this is the path we're going on, and I don't want to come back here in a month or whatever and like, whoa, we're doing this now? Yes, we're doing this. This is the decision that we make today. The mayor's right. This is about leadership, and if you feel this is the right thing to do. It's not about a couple people showing up to a meeting and being upset or the phone calls you're getting. I get that. 36,000 people. It's not 9,000 anymore. All right, people are moving into this community from all other areas, many of which have driven through roundabouts because that was on their way to work, wherever they lived before they moved here. So as long as we know that going for this, who's in favor of doing this, if it's 3-3 and the mayor breaks a tie or 4-2, that's going to come back to us to build, that we know we're doing this. I call the question.
How about let's
just... We just vote. Okay. Roll call.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
The vote is 3-3. The mayor votes in favor of the project.
Okay.
So the vote is 4 ayes, 3 noes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Move on to item G3.
Two.
I'm sorry, G2.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The big one in your packet, item G3, is a number of UDO and
motion approved.
Second.
Any questions?
I just want
Alderman Wilhelm, then Alderman Mayor.
Typically, I have lots of questions on this, but I called and talked to staff and got my questions answered. I was a little bit concerned about waiving all the setbacks, but after discussion with him, I will vote in favor.
Alderman Mayor.
If we could get a brief briefing on exactly what we're approving if we do this for the public as well.
Okay, let's do this legitimately. Can you withdraw your motion?
I'll withdraw my motion, sure.
And the second was Alderman Danner. Yeah. Thank you. Alderman Dealer. Alderman Dealer. I'm sorry I demoted you.
That's for sure.
Thank you. So this is, the rubber is really hitting the road now. This is the first real project for the Ballpark Commons. Up until now, we've been making PDD changes, getting additional details, more detailed plans. This is the first site plan and then some additional PDD, plan development district changes, that are primarily related to that site plan. So this is for that C1 building, three-story office building at the corner of this new Ballpark Drive and Rawson Avenue. So it would be the northeast corner. Very small parcel, very tight parcel. This will be a little bit south and a little bit west of this proposed stadium, a little bit south and a little bit east of the golf facility. The first floor of this building will be retail uses. Wheel and Sprocket will be taking about half the first floor. They are working on two other tenants in that building on the first floor, retail. Then the upper two stories will be office. The site plan includes the building, the parking that's on the same lot, and some additional parking across the street. They have tweaked the design of those parking lots, but it's been pretty much in the plans for a pretty long time. The applicant, Zimmerman's team, has decided to take this approach. They have consistently indicated that timing is of most importance. They need to get these things reviewed, approved, and constructed as soon as possible. So they've broken the project into these parts. And so the first part, priority-wise most important to them, is this three-story office building. They will be coming forward with other pieces of the Ballpark Commons project. The apartments will be next. And that will be in Plan Commission this Thursday. From a site plan standpoint for just this one building, Alderwoman Wilhelm had noted that they are encroaching into all the setbacks. They had asked, the applicant had requested that they have 0-foot setbacks, make that part of the PDD. Staff recommended no. Plan Commission agreed, leave those normal setbacks as is, but created a process where the Plan Commission could approve encroachments into those setbacks through site plan review. So that is part of the PDD ordinance change that's in front of you tonight. Other changes, and I would say that's the most important, most significant. A lot of other small changes related to this building. We upped the size limit of the building that could be allowed as a permitted use. We increased the height of the building a little bit to allow this to be a permitted use. We have also done some stuff about the landscaping as well. They can do landscape averaging. So again, the site is so tight, so small, they couldn't fit all our normal landscaping in it. As long as they put that amount of landscaping somewhere else in Ballpark Commons, this PDD change says that's okay. The other thing I would mention is the PDD changes themselves. We're using this as an approach to also codify or include all the prior PDD changes as well. So there will be one document, one living document from this point forward. We'll use this approach every single time. All the changes go in this one ordinance. So instead of having to look at 12 different ones, because they are breaking this project into lots of smaller pieces, all the changes that are PDD related will be in the one document. So this document includes those changes and includes a few other changes that were pretty straightforward that apply to other parts of Ballpark Commons. They did not take a comprehensive review at those other parts of Ballpark Commons. Further review will be coming up with these site plans and with the senior housing project that will be a little bit later. They're looking at the PDD overall again. So at this time tonight, it's just PDD changes that are primarily related to this one building and bringing in all the changes from the earlier amendments into one document and a few other small changes to other parts of the Ballpark Commons. One other thing I could mention, too, they have made progress on a lot of those conditions that were at the end of the PDD ordinance. There were 27 just before we started all this work. They've addressed 15 of them, so 12 are left, although we added four more because of the site plan. So they have made substantial progress on those changes. We also looked at that to make sure that none of those PDD conditions would slow down or stop this one building. So we looked at that review as well. I believe the applicant is comfortable with for that review for this building. They would want to continue that review on those conditions for the following buildings as well.
Okay. And in your explanation, you say it's pertaining to that building although not only that building.
Correct. So I can give you examples of the other changes.
You could, yes.
So examples would be right now they are no longer proposing apartments in this part of the Ballpark Commons that we call the Sports Village. They originally proposed that. The PDD said that, and one of the conditions of the PDD says, give us details about those apartments. They're no longer proposing those apartments, so we rewrote that part of the PDD to say the apartments are no longer proposed.
Just in that area there.
Yep, and then carrying forward that landscape sharing option, we put that in the other parts of the PDD as well. Because Ballpark Commons was split into four different areas. The original Rock Sports Complex was one area. The Sports Village was a second area. The multifamily residential was a third area. And then the mixed-use commercial was a fourth area. So each of those four parts of Ballpark Commons had slightly different standards. Slightly different setbacks, slightly different building heights, and in some instances, significant uses. So each of those areas was changed to allow this landscape sharing.
Okay, thank you.
I just need to make one point, Greg. The Plan Commission spent a good deal of time deliberating all of these things, and we were accommodating on almost all of them. May not be the case in the future. I just had to put that on the record. Okay. There's a motion on the floor.
Well, now I'll make the motion.
I withdrew. Very good. Thank you.
And I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor signify by
aye.
Saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to G4, which is page 281. Senior travel program.
Motion receive and place on file.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm made the motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5 is operating guidelines for the Board of Health.
Motion
move to receive and file.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G6 is a resolution for a certified survey map of the Mills Hotel, Wyoming. You got to change that name.
Yeah.
Dan. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd talked to Mr. Deedle today, and
as
I don't know if many of you know, there are only four or five natural water bodies in the entire county.
Fill it in.
And this one has a pretty large water body on it. Under state and UDO law, we're supposed to provide public access to water. Mr. Deedle, were you able to get an answer to that question? Because I'd asked it previously when this came up.
The planning manual, it says only subdivision plats. Not say CS.
Okay. And that would apply for state law as well, because we can't override state law.
And they have the state statute citations in that document.
Okay. And the other item I have is on page 316, where it says one driveway shall be allowed within the conservation easement for each lot. Could the city attorney explain to me how a driveway fits within a conservation easement?
Mr. City Attorney?
I did not specifically review this particular conservation easement. However, the terms and conditions of every conservation easement before the Common Council is subject to whatever decisions the Common Council makes with regard to the contents. The vast majority are in the standard form that was approved by the council in 2003.
So this would be a tweak to that.
But there are a number of changes that have been made in the last 15 years.
So just an adjustment clarifying that in the conservation easement will address this, and it should be good. Correct.
Alderman Nelson.
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Make the motion. Staff.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is to table until the May 1st meeting. Is such a motion?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, we did. G9, professional services agreement, City of Franklin and Stantec.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That, by the way, includes review of complaints.
Review of what?
Review of complaints. Mm-hmm. Item G10 is a resolution to authorize execution of the professional. We did that. Item G11 is modify the municipal code, section 245-5D4, to add no parking.
Alderman, so move.
Second.
Do we want to do that? Or do I?
Well, actually,
it has alternates.
I know this is on the agenda, but I'm going to make a motion to. So we're looking at. We have
Apostolic, sir.
He's here, and they're trying to work on an agreement with the hotel owner. Is that still under? Can I suspend the rules, Your Honor? Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Apostolic, please join us. Yes, please. And give us your name and address.
Apostol Evaniades, 9405 South 27th Street, Franklin.
Am I correct that you're trying to work with the person that owns the hotel also owns the building that the restaurant is in? Are you guys trying to work out an arrangement for parking on site? Is that what you're currently trying to? Because that's part of the motion, or part of one of the recommendations of Public Works was to have parking on the south side. And then also encourage the owners to develop a shared parking option, because parking on the south side is pretty steep grade. So are you working on trying to get an agreement?
Just to clarify, there's two hotels.
One the hotel that owns the restaurant.
Right. So we already have an agreement. We already I made sure that was on the lease, that we can use the parking on for the Travelers Motel.
Right.
Or
so that's done?
And that's fine. We have no issues with Mr. Dragicevich.
Vaso. Right.
Yes. I may be incorrect, but the other hotel owner is not okay with.
Right, so we don't have that.
That would be on the north side.
Right.
The north side. Now, just to be clear, I have instructed our employees to park on the south side, on our side of the street, to allow more spaces for our customers. The people that park across the street are customers, and that's because we fill up.
Right.
Even.
But that's a problem with safety, and that's why we're having this. And
absolutely.
I think the mayor and we spoke last week, and I thought. Actually, I was kind of surprised this was actually still on here. I mean, maybe because it had to be because of Public Works, but I would make a motion to table this and put up, in the meantime, temporary no parking signs before we change ordinances in that, and see how if we need to just stop the north side.
Yeah. One thing you look in the. That the Board of Public Works did not discuss was exactly how far to take this. Just the one block, two blocks, or three blocks.
I would say to 29th Street.
That's part of the suggestion.
The 29th Street.
Okay. So your motion is to install
temporary no parking signs on the north side from 27th Street to 29th Street.
I'll amend my second.
And then reevaluate in 90 days?
I'll amend my second.
Because
we can't have parking on both sides. It's
absolutely
too narrow. Too narrow. We have tough time. You cannot get two cars down. Anybody knows you can't get two cars down. And this is a great thing that we have so much business.
Yeah,
we have
it's
so
a shame.
Much. I mean, that is just, you know, and if it is, and you have a, probably a tough time maybe getting an emergency vehicle, and that's just a concern, obviously. That's why this is here.
Absolutely.
And that's what Public Works discussed.
We're all about safety.
Okay.
Yes, it's a great problem to have, but it's similar to, again, we had an issue with, we put eight cartons. I don't want to get off topic too much, but we put eight cartons on the ceiling to ease the problem with the sound. Somebody filed a complaint, and the fire department asked us to take him down. We gladly did that. We found a better solution, and we will find a better solution for the parking situation. I'm already in contact with a few companies that do valet service, and we will find a way to fit all the cars in a safe manner within the parking lot, and maybe even eliminate the employees parking on the street. But if we can only do one side of the street, that would be great.
It'd be good for employees to be the one to park, because they're the ones that you don't have two people, you know, wanting to get out of the passenger side then usually. So I mean, that is a steep ditch, and
we haven't had any issues yet.
Okay.
Just so we're clear about what happens next, who's going to evaluate it? You and the city engineer?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to go back into regular order.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12 is a resolution imposing conditions. Thank you, Apostoli.
Thank you.
For a 74 lot subdivision and 69 single family.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Subject to technical corrections.
There was an additional condition, number 11, added to the, I'm sorry, that's on the plat.
Rule can 12.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Here's the one with the issue. I'll in G13 on page 399, preliminary plat for Aspenwood subdivision. Mr. City Attorney.
Before the common council members is a redraft of the resolution conditionally approving the preliminary plat with an additional condition number 11, which makes the approval of the preliminary plat conditional upon the grant by the city and the property owner of a release of a right of access restriction, which is in the listed deed from 1998 for the subject property.
So moved with, you said item number 11?
Second.
Being added in the new documents that were provided to us this evening.
Correct.
Alderman Taylor, item 10 was there for consideration of one of your constituents. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh.
Okay. 14. Item G14.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
This is the paving contract. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And thanks for coming in. I was going to actually call you, Glenn, regarding Briarwood off of 27th Street. It was just falling apart, and then I came down today, and they were all plugged. So you guys are out there. The asphalt must be cranking.
Thanks,
right,
Matt.
Now, huh? Thank you.
Item G15, the salt.
Thanks,
purchase.
Matt.
Motion to authorize.
Okay. Second.
Say something.
1,900 tons.
Thanks,
Alderman Morrow.
Okay, 16 tons.
I just want to let you know that even with the heavy month of April, 1,875 tons is what we've used so far. We anticipate a few more events in this month. So
we better not. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, is this staff would like to reserve 200 tons? Yeah. Is that 200 tons?
1,900 is what we'd actually buy, but then we can put some on reserve. So if we need it, we can order it and get it next year. If we don't need it, we don't have to order it.
Are we still,
we can reserve it.
Are we still trying to cut down on salt use?
Yes, we've been doing that for decades now.
Okay. Seems like a lot of salt.
Did I hear your question being 200 tons or 2,000
Well,
tons?
It says here staff would like to reserve 200 tons.
Yeah, 1,900 is what we'd actually purchase, but we have to reserve some, so we can reserve some additional. So in case we, say, use all that up, we can actually get more salt. If we don't reserve them, we can't get more salt. If we don't need it, we don't have to get that.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, well, not. Maybe I'm slow. I don't know. 200-ton reserve is for this year if you need it, right?
Before next year.
Or is that supposed to be 2,000 tons?
1,900 tons is what we would actually purchase.
Keep telling me that. I get it.
Okay. 200 is in case we want more, and it would actually come out.
You're only going to reserve 200 more.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a word missing.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G16, page 437, a resolution to sign rental agreement with American Tower.
Comments.
Mr. Morrow.
This was discussed at the Board of Water Commissioners tonight. They recommend to approve it. However, they did ask that we talk to the county, and there's a consultant that came up to discuss the price, the $5,132. So I guess they recommend you approve it, but then they do want further discussion on the amount. So
is there a motion to table?
Second. So move.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Can I ask the question so it comes back for next?
Taylor made the motion. Barbara seconded. Alderman Well.
I just wondered, I'll just ask the question later. You can tell me what it is. It says additional leased areas, so that's the question.
There is. Explain that. Right now, there's a fenced-in area behind the utility building, so they want some space in addition to that. So they've worked out with our staff a configuration an additional area.
Alderman Taylor, to the next council meeting, or for 1 month?
1 month would be great.
Okay, 1 month.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We've now come to the infamous
licenses. Okay, so we have all approved except for on the bottom of the first page, Desiree. Both of those, the operator new and operator renewal, are hold for appearance. That's the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do you
move
need
on.
Us to tell you the dates that are on there?
Alderman Wilhelm, on the previous item.
The dates we were selected are the 24th at 3 p.m. and the 26th at 10 a.m.
And then you may want to do a bad key notice because the three of us are going to go to the, what's it called on Lover's Lane Sushi?
The buffet.
That's where we're going to be going at noon for the buffet.
The new restaurant, District 6.
District 6, so you may want to bad key that. That'll be three of us.
And there will be she is going to host us. For a party.
Yes. Oh. I've talked to her. I've been there a couple times, and she's the open farm drink. It's phenomenal.
Okay. Item I-1 on page 457. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of April 12, 2018, the amount of $1,131,400.14, and payroll dated April 13, 2018, in the amount of $386,036, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $205,071 in city matching payments, an estimated payroll dated April 27th, estimated at $379,000, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $452,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds and settlements with an ending date of April 12th, 2018, in the amount of $7,088,255.22. And there's also checks for $2,340,307.17 in checks and $4,747,948.05 in transfers.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.